Welcome to Weekly Parsha Insights. This shiur is sponsored Le'il Nishmas Dina Bas Yosef, whose yahrzeit is on Tes Zayin Adar. Now, although it's Parshas Pekudei, I would like to, this week and next week in Mitzvah Hashem, on two different topics, try and get through an inyan regards to Purim. So, and this week the title could be Why Get Drunk? Because we're going to talk about Shichrus on Purim, try and understand the whole thing, okay? So, when I was in Yeshiva, a Chosav Yid said to me that if Chazal had not instituted a Purim, then the Yeshivas would have done so on their own. And I've heard a similar comment from Rav Shlomo Volber, and I think it's very cute, and it has some sort of chat, you know, even though normally we tend to be serious people as Yidden, but one day a year people, you know, have a bit of a let their hair down type situation. I don't think it's a crime, but I think as mature Yidden, we have to understand every chelik of Yadus as what there is to grow from. In Torah Mitzvahs, every chelik of Yiddishkeit, there's something to grow from. And we have to understand this with a mature perspective, and there's definitely more to this. You know, in Yiddishkeit, we pride ourselves with the principles of living, with Ehrlichkeit, with Edelkeit, with Reinkeit, living differently to the Goyim. There's an old Yiddish refrain, Shike is a goy. Shike is a goy. You want to talk about someone drunk, you automatically think of a goy. That's how it goes. When we drink on Yom Tov, it's a shir revius, Shabbos even less. Suddenly comes the Purim, by all accounts, it's the holiest day of the year, and we let ourselves go, and it seemingly needs a pshat. Why are we drinking so much? Why is there such an emphasis on drinking? What is the meaning behind getting drunk? What does it mean to get drunk, etc.? So, as you probably all know, we're going to start stage by stage, and we're going to start with the Gemara Megillah, Dav Zayin, where the Gemara says the famous words, which is obviously a song as well, Omar Rava, Mechayiv Inish Levesume Bepuria Adol Yoda Bein Oru Ham Lebaruch Matchay. A person has to get drunk on Purim until they do not anymore know the difference between Orur Haman being cursed, and Baruch Mordechai, the one being blessed. And the Gemara continues with the story. Again, famous words of Gemara. The Gemara continues with the story. Rabbi Mazira, according to Pshatim, they used to swap Suddas, Gemara says, because they couldn't afford their own Suddas Purim, so they would take turns eating by each other, and that would be their form of Mishlech Monas as well. But either way, they got drunk, says the Gemara, if some. Kom Rabba v'shachte Rab Zera. Rabba got up and he shechted Rab Zera. Literal translation is, he killed Rab Zera. And the next day, Boy Rachmi v'achi, the next day, he realized what happened and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for intervention and he seemingly brought him back to life. Chaim Esim. The next year, Rabba says to him, nu, after again, Rab Zera says, Loi b'chol shayta v'shayta v'shachish nizo. You can't rely on the death happening every time. I've had my taste of fun, thank you very much, I'll give it a pass, right? Now this Gemara, both the Halacha and the story, as you probably know yourselves, is widely, widely discussed as to what it means, what's going on here, is it to be taken literally, what's the Halacha, and we'll investigate a little bit of it. And the Marashah says straight up, quite clearly, Dova Tomuahu Lefarashe Kipashte, it's absolutely astonishing to read this Gemara, translate it in its normal meaning, in its literal meaning, because the idea that Rabbah killed someone is very strange. By the way, the Marashah doesn't ask this question, but I've read this Gemara a number of times, and I've been mystified by the word Lemocha. So Rabbah officially kills Rab Zera, walks away, goes back home, does whatever he does. The next day he comes back, oh, do you remember Rab Zera? Where's he gone? Oh, yeah, that's right, left him with a pool of blood. Go back, daven for Rachmanis, he comes back. It doesn't make sense, the whole thing, right? So the Marshal says, it doesn't mean he killed him. It means they drank too much. And Shecholah, he became ill and he became noitel lomos. He became, you know, it's a dangerous situation. A person drinks irresponsibly and he could end up, you know, on the way to death. And when Rabbi realized that was what's going on, he davened and he came back to health. But it doesn't mean he actually died and he actually came back. That would be the literature way of reading this Gemara al-Kaporim. That's what the Bashar says, pshat. Now, as I said to you, this Gemara is very widely discussed. Many Rishonim Achrim discussed this story, as I said, and also its relevance to the halacha. The Ran brings from Rabbeinu Ephraim an interesting observation that the fact that this halacha of getting drunk is followed immediately by this story that seemingly went pear-shaped is itself an indication that the halacha is not so. So the Gemara brings the halacha, and then the Gemara brings a story that shows of the possible consequences of a person getting drunk. So what the Gemara is indicating is, therefore, don't. Right? That's what Rabbeinu Ephraim says. The Ran brings it. Others disagree with this whole diuk. Some people on Madaik, the word mechayev in the Gemara as opposed to chayev, and the Chiddushurim, the Chasam says, the Chassidish view, I think, of this halacha is very much that it doesn't mean quite chayev as we think. It's mechayev, it's a different word. Some people Madaik the word levasumei. Levasumei is a different word to sheshichros. It doesn't quite mean getting drunk. People, as I say, meforashim, sforim, the seferim, get very, very busy with this Gemara. But let's be a simple Yid, and let's open a Shulchan Aruch and see what happens to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Mechaba, Tofrei Sadi Hei, Sif Beis, Chayiv Inish Levesuma Beporia, Adel Yoda Bein Aruch HaMa Baruch Mat Chayda. Mechaba takes the Gemara Kipshutai, he says the word Chayiv, makes it clearly, it's a Chiyuv, right? One has to get drunk on Purim. And when we say get drunk, we mean Adel Yoda. So it's really simply understood, it means to really lose oneself. But the Ramah comes along. And the Rabbah first of all brings from the cowboy. And the Rabbah says, Yeshem de'in zorg l'shtak l'chach. Elo yishtei yishtei l'mudo. You only have to drink a little bit more than what is regular, than what you regularly would do. And then he brings from the Ma'aril that you should go to sleep. Because believe it or not, when you're sleeping, you don't anymore know the difference between Oru Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So therefore you yoytza that Gemara, that Halacha, by doing so. So what's clear is the Rabbah takes a bring from these shitters, takes a bit more of a less extreme view on understanding of what it means to get shikha, and the Prima Godim says v'chein roi lasis, that this eitza which we bring from the Maril, that a person should drink a little bit and then go to sleep, is actually the ideal, because that way you avoid the potential pitfalls of getting too drunk. What's really key, the way the Ramah ends off, and we'll end off our shir tonight with Hashem with that as well, is echad amarbe v'echad amamit uvavad shichavin lebed Hashemayim. Ultimately, it makes no difference how much you do, as long as your lave, your intention, your direction is in the right place. And if you mean Hashem Shemaim, then you're in a good place. And the Mishnah Berurah gives us a classic, as I say, literature warning. There's quite a number of boxes to tick over here. Get as drunk as you like, but you can't get out of it. There's a dime, Berch Zamoiti, Berch Zamozen. And if I can add Mariv as well, which sometimes goes a bit to waste when a person's got a bit wasted himself. And the actual simcha should be simcha shal mitzvah, right? This is a really important focus, is again from halacha. Now, clearly, and I've only mentioned a few of them, there are so many shitters regarding this whole topic, and most take the view not to advocate complete and total drunkenness in one's approach to shichrus. By the way, if you're concerned about social pressure, you can actually lie about how shikha you are. Who knows how we have a makor for lying about how shikha you are? It's very interesting. Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, says that with three things, the Rabbanon would be Meshanim Elayu, they would basically tell untruths. B'mesechta, b'puria, b'shpiza. Now, simply understood, Rashi learns, Mesechta means you can lie how much you've learned to downplay it in order for anivas purposes, you don't want to show off. B'puria means tashmish hamita, you want to avoid talking about that for sneers reasons. And b'shpiza is lie about where you've been hosted, right, to protect your host. Mm-hmm. Says the Marasha that this word, puria, actually refers to Purim. And avidir abonon, the mashanin loyma, the loyoda, gam imhu enim avasum kolkach loyoda. Even if the Rabbanon jolly well were not holding yet by the inebriation of not knowing the difference in Oran Baruch Mordechai, but they would make as if they were. Right? You can ask your own question as to why that's the case and why the Marsha says that that's okay. I'm not getting into it, but I'm just putting it in brackets there, that there's room to over-exaggerate your state of inebriation if you wish. But before we move on to the next point, just for the sake of completion of the shitters, I do want to mention a very important shitter here from Sefer Emek Brocha. Sefer Emek Brocha is written by Rav Arya Pomeranchik, who was a young but huge gone in Torah. Unfortunately, he was nifta at 34 years old. Chaznish went to his levaya. very chashuv yid, and he writes down the Briska approach generally, and he brings there from that Rabbi Sol Salanta, none other than Rabbi Sol Salanta, would get shika the yovad as tililus adas. He would get completely and totally wasted. He would be completely shika. That's what Rabbi Sol Salanta's approach was, and he brings from the Briska Rav, who's medayik the words mishtev v'simcha in Esther. We say the Loshan that the days of Purim are Mishteh v'simcha. Now Mishteh refers to Mishteh Yain, feasting on wine. And separately to that, there's the word Simcha. Says the Briska Rav, Vayistos, from here you see that the drinking itself, in and of itself, is an end. It's not just a means to an end to get to Simcha, but it's an end in itself in Kiyum Mitzvah Sayoim for one to drink. So clearly from both the Briska Rav and the Shosalanta, there is an approach, okay, for one to have excessive drinking. But I'm not giving a halacha shiva here, I'm bringing this for a reason, for the context. So clearly, from all the different shittas, as I say, you can ask your own Ravi, your own shaylas as to how much you want to get drunk and all the chesbonos you have to make, but quite clearly, there is a very important and fundamental part of Yom HaPurim which has to do with shichrus, and the question is why, and what are we trying to get at here, and why is it so important? The bi'alocha offers a pshat, which others say, a lot of pshatim within regards to these topics, and especially on Megillas Esther and Purim, are said by a number of people. But this particular point is also, he said, look, how did the whole Purim story begin? As was mentioned before, it began with a Mishteh Yain. It began with people getting drunk by Chashverosh. I didn't realize this always all the years, but there are reports brought down by Meforshim that all sorts of things went on by the Siddur Chashverosh as a result of the drinking of wine. It wasn't so poshut. The Gemara also talks about it. That, you know, it wasn't so posh. So, Akaponim was a drinking of wine that went out of hand. What happened at the end of the Purim story, when the fortunes changed, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesavev Sivuvim, it all turned around for the better, it was again another Mishteh Yain, because Esther invited HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Mishteh Yain. So, between it all, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hashem wants us to remember the Ness, that it was associated with wine, and therefore we have to drink wine. Now, I think that's true, but I don't think that's sufficient to fully grasp and understand what it is that drinking wine brings to the table here that we can understand. So, the Nesivas in Sefer Megillas Storim, which is his Sefer Megillas Esther, he writes in his Akdoma to his Pirish, he asks the question. Firstly, he asks, what is his business that the Gemara and then Halacha, we make this definition of shichrus, the definition of drunkenness, dependent on a person not knowing the difference between Orur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Ma inyan yesh litlois ha-shichrus dafka bozeh. Why are we depending the level of drunkenness only on this definition? If you don't know the difference in Orur Haman and Baruch Mordechai, why dafka this? Again, by the way, this is a question that is discussed widely. I saw from the Chasam Sofer, he brings, I think others also bring it, that there used to be a piyut that they used to sing, and therefore that's why the Gemara, the Halachas, make a reference to this, because it's saying that, this is an example of words that you're going to get mixed up, because that was such a common peel that people would say. And there are tons of shot in this. But Al-Kabonim, that's the serious question. And then he asked the question we began with. Right, we know that shichrus is not a good idea, generally speaking, yeah, for a person to roll around getting drunk. So why are we advocating it? He says, and do we do it by every other time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the Yidden? Maybe Pesach, we should get drunk, and we should get drunk until a person says, Oru Paru Baruch Moshe. We never find such a thing. So why is it, what's unique here about Purim story, that this is the definition, that this is the mitzvah, this is the inyan? So the Nesivas explains that if you look at the Purim story kipshutoi, you just look at it very superficially, then what you see is a story of Haman being the wicked man wanting to destroy Klal Yisrael, Mordechai being the tzaddik, the hero who did everything to save Klal Yisrael, up with Mordechai, down with Haman, right? Another way of saying that is, Or Haman, Baruch Mordechai. That is the simple outlook a person has when reading through and understanding, remembering the story of Purim, how it began, what the danger was, who was the result of, who was the hero, who was the villain. But that's not the whole story, says the Nesivas. Because what happened as a result of the Purim story? Firstly, the Gemara we're going to quote in a moment as well, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Klal Yisrael mekabel the Torah anew. Yeah? And what does it mean to be mekabel the Torah anew? That says in the Sivas, they got a greater connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result, and his Lashon is, V'vada yoysa nis'alsa kabbalat ha-Torah barotzein Clearly, he says in the Sivas, we have gained in meaning and spirituality and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more by our second Kabbalah Zatera, so to speak, the Kabbalah Zatera of that took place by the Purim story, over and above what we had originally by Kabbalah Zatera, which the Gemara calls Ba'inus, forced. Says in the Sivas, hang on, so if we got through the Purim story and came out the other side with a greater connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result, with a greater Kabbalah Satira as a result, who was the catalyst for that? Who caused events, at least B'derech HaTeva, in the natural way of the world, who caused the events to happen and to transpire in that way that ended up with us doing tshuva in this way? Haman. Al ma'yesh lekalil Haman, says the Nesivus. Why would you want to curse Haman? He was the cause for that great goodness that we came out stronger. The Gemara tells us, what took place when Haman gave over, when Achashverosh gave him the signet ring and gave his approval for Haman to go ahead and organize the destruction of Klal Yisrael, that was more effective than all the Nevi'im. What do you mean more effective? Because Klal Yisrael realized they're in great, great danger. And we can't imagine the level of tshuva that took place in the time of the Purim story. It was incredible. So Klal Yisrael cleaned themselves, they cleansed themselves, they became purified, they became closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result of whom? Of Haman. Says in the Sivas, the Adol Yoda. So firstly he says the Loshon Livasume, he brings from the Oruch, the Loshon Bissel is a Loshon of Hano. And it means that a person on Purim should be able to have Hano ad de lo yoda be Baruch Haman. That means he should recognize that we gained from the Purim story, we gained even from the wickedness of Haman. That you should get Hano, you should get pleasure, even from reflecting on the role that Haman played. Why? Because of how we came out. And I'm going to be marking this a bit, I'm going to explain this a bit more. The last words of the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Haim, but because it ends with Hilchas Megillah, it's in the end of Hilchas Megillah, are the words from the Pasuk of Mishlei. V'toiv leiv mishteh tamid. Someone with a good heart, he feasts all the time. Now, that Pasuk needs an explanation, because it clearly doesn't mean what one might think it means. Someone with a good heart is just on the bottle. He's just always drinking, because that's what it sounds like the Pasuk saying, and it obviously doesn't mean that. So Rabbeinu Yoina, he references the first half of the Pasuk in connection to the second half, and he says, look, a poor person generally is the epitome of someone who's having a bit of a rough life. Doesn't have any money to hand, things are hard, things are tough. But if they have a geshmak alachaim or two, then suddenly their hearts are just as happy as a person who's having a great life. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, a tov leiv, someone who lives with a good heart, someone who lives with a good feeling, someone who lives with a positive outlook, someone who has a good heart, even if he's going through stuff, even if he is a poor man, but he's just as happy as someone who is feasting all the time. So a toiv leiv, someone who's got a good heart, is as though he's living life on the bottle. He says, lo, he's living life, Mishnah Talmud. Of course he's not, but it's as though, because he's got such a rich and positive perspective on life. And the Gaon builds on this theme a bit more, and he brings from the Mishnah Ezer Oshes Mech Bechelko, who is a rich man, someone who is satisfied with his life, and he's rich. So he explains even in greater detail that someone who takes alcohol, someone who consumes alcohol, what happens is it removes a person from his whole current worry and state of mind of all the limitations that a person's life normally has with it, in terms of what other people think and what's going on in his life and the things he's worried about and what's going to be tomorrow and what's going to be yesterday and what about his job, and it's all the different worries that a person can have. A person gets drunk enough, all of those disappear, and he's as happy as Larry. And that's why, this God doesn't say this, but this is obvious, that's why a person, you know, especially common in the non-Jewish world, when someone has a difficult time, a difficult day, what do? They go and drink. Because by drinking, you wallow away, you move all your sorrows away. Says the Gaon, someone who's tov leiv, it's as if he's drinking all the time. He's got this constant flow of goodness, of good feeling, of happiness, of positivity that flows through him. It's literally as if he's drunk. I remember Purim morning, very, very long time ago, I was a kid. Someone came in to give my father shlachmonos, and my father was sitting in the study learning, and he was learning with great cheshek, and he was saying the Gemara out loud. He was enjoying himself, and the person who gave me shlachmonos, he looked inside, saw the noise, and he goes to me, "Is your father already started drinking?" And I was like, "No, he's just enjoying his learning." A toiv leiv, someone who's having a good time, out of life, he's Mishnah Talmud as if he's drinking. To the observer, to the casual observer, it looks like he's on something. So, putting together the Nesivos and what we've explained in terms of the Pasuk in Mishlei, this is how I come to understand what it is that this whole role of drinking plays. Because what we have to understand is, the Purim story is not just about the fact that Klal Yisrael had a crisis where they did some sort of averus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them with a threat, a real threat of annihilation. It was a very, very serious threat. They were going to be wiped out. And they did tshuva, and it was all hunky-dory, right? And of all the pshatim that there are, in terms of how Hashem operated in the shadows, and it was all givaldiga cheshbonus of how Hashem all the way along was really preparing the geula, all of that is true. But it's not the ultimate ending of the Megillah that we really should be concentrating on. As the Nesivos mentioned, we have to concentrate on what says in the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Klal Yisrael were forced into first Kabbalah Zatera, says Rava, Afal Pikein, Hodok Kiblu Abim Achashvesh. They were Makabal again in the times of Achashvesh, Makabal Terah. Now, what does it mean to be Makabal Terah again? It means that they got a new perspective. After 13 years of the Purim story, they suddenly had a fresh perspective on what it means to be a Yid, on what it means to be Torah, to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. The Gemara in Tazayin and Beis and Megillah tells us, famously, the Arishon is the Pasuk, Yehudim Ha'isayir V'simcha V'sasim V'ikar, to the Yidden, there was light, there was Simcha, there was Sasim, there was Yikar, all types of joy and value. Says the Gemara, we darshan each word to mean a different thing. Ayra is Torah, Simcha is Yom Tov, Sasim is Mila, Yikar is Tefillin. Says the Nesivos, and this is the Nesivos later on when he on the Psukim, says the Nesivos observes, it's a bit strange. I mean, why is the Gemara bringing in these mitzvahs from what's referred to in the Pasuk as certain types of joy? Why? It got to do with the mitzvahs. Says the Nesivos, because now that Klal Yisrael came through the other side, and now that they were Mekabel Barotz and the Torah afresh, what they had was a newfound clarity as to what the value of the mitzvahs really were. When they looked at Torah now, they saw Torah with new eyes, as Oira. When they looked at the mitzvah of Yom Tov now, they saw Yom Tov as, ooh, Simcha. When they saw etc. And the Nesivos says, it's not just limited to the mitzvahs that the Gemara happens to mention, it's across the board. All mitzvahs of the Torah suddenly became an entirely new experience for Klal Yisrael because of what had happened to them through the Megillah. Now here's the thing. Sorry, through the story of the Purim. Here's the thing. We can go ahead and we can read the Megillah. And by the way, when we read the Megillah, the Gemara tells us in Yudalam Novelat Megillah that Kriyasa Zui Hilula, the reading of the Megillah is our halal. That means the reading of the Megillah is an experience. It shouldn't be seen as a tick box exercise. Let's get through a few pages till I can get home and have my first l'chaim. The reading of the Megillah is an experience. We're supposed to feel and read through the Megillah as if, wow, Klal Yisrael b'tzara, wow, Klal Yisrael was saved. And then we end off with Shoshanas Yaakov, with a halal voidal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's supposed to be the experience of Megillah. That we can do on one level. But how can we really experience this newfound clarity that Klal Yisrael got, the Kabbalah, the Torah that they got through the Purim story? How are we going to be able to feel that? To relive this level of joy and reconnection that Klal Yisrael got, the best way to do it, say Chazal, is Tov Leiv Mishnah Tovet. Have a bit of a lechaim. Drink a bit. Because when you drink, when a person drinks, they lose their inhibitions, they lose their sense of what, as we said before, of what a person's inhibited by and what's going on in his life. He has a certain sense of freedom, a certain sense of happiness. It rises above everything else. Therefore, drinking is a fundamental part of the experience of Purim. But it goes without saying that because everyone's different and people are going to react in different ways, there isn't a one-size-fits-all. And there's going to be a million different shitters as to how much a person to drink. Because for different people, it will require different amounts. For different people, it will be a different experience, depending how a person takes to the wine and how much a person needs wine. If you're great enough, you don't even need the wine at all. But if you're like me, you need a bit to help you along. But that's poshut. That a person who drinks himself silly under the banner of Chayav Nishlevesumi but he's so far removed from Shevach Vayodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has no connection to this clarity of state of being of Lahudim Oysa'ira. That's not where his focus is, that's not what he's being brought to, that he's not going through his drunkenness in order to arrive at a greater connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's not what's going on for a person, that's not the drinking that we're talking about. And I want to end with a Lashon of the Me'iri, which again the Chofetz Chaim brings, other people bring, it's al Adaf. And Zainam would base, and he writes as follows: Chayiv Adam leharbois besimcha b'yom zeh. A person has to increase joy on this day of Purim, or ba'achila b'shasiya, with eating and drinking. Ad shleyechzer shum dova, he shouldn't lack anything on the day of Purim. Purim should be kushmak a day. Mikol mokay, ein onu mitzuvim leishtakel lehatches atzmeinu utech asimcha. We're not being instructed to become drunk and to reduce ourselves through the simcha. We haven't been instructed to get involved with the simcha of nonsensical stuff. It should be a simcha of genuine pleasure. Through the drinking, we'd have a greater experience of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, of the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and we will have a greater feeling in our heart of recognition and of shevach, of voidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result. And that's the direction we should be seeking. And that's the role that drinking plays, and that's pshat in why drinking is so fundamental to the mitzvah of Purim. Shkoyach. Yeah. Next week, I hope to address more the mitzvahs hayom as well, trying to understand them more on the connection. Shkoyach. Ma bi besimcha, ma bi besimcha.